Now will you notice, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Now, this word, sanctification, here is a very wonderful word, but I'm afraid that it's greatly misunderstood today. I think that if you go through the scripture, that you'll find out that sanctification has several different meanings. When it's used with Christ, that means he's been made over to us, sanctification, and you can't improve in that. And here, he's been made over to us, if you please, even your sanctification. The word simply means not a sinless state here. It means that you've been set apart for God. Simon Peter speaks of the fact that holy men of old spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now, those holy men, some of them, you read their story, they didn't sound very holy in their lives. Moses, for instance, was a murderer. David, who wrote so many wonderful psalms, he was a murderer also. But they are sanctified because they've been set aside for God. Now, Christians should strive for holiness? I think so. But you and I need to recognize that it's only in Christ that we can be acceptable unto God. Therefore, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Now, you've been brought to the high state. You're set apart for the use of God. Now, there is that which is known as positional sanctification. And that means that Christ has been made unto us sanctification, and we're accepted in the Beloved, and we'll never be any more saved the moment we trust Christ than we'll be a million years from today, because we're accepted in him. We're never accepted because of who we are. And therefore, sanctification means, in a positional way, perfection. But there is also sanctification that's practical. It's not positional, but it's very practical. And it is something that you and I are working on down here. Or I should say the Holy Spirit's working on it in us today, because you and I cannot present perfection down here. And sanctification, therefore, does not mean that. If it did, Peter couldn't have said that holy men of old spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Was Moses holy? Yes, he was, but not in his life. And I'm sure that David, who wrote most of the Psalms, would not qualify for perfection in this life. And if you want to know something, I hope you won't let the word get around. I'm trying to keep it, you know, quiet as much as I can. But Vernon McGee's not perfect. I've discovered that a long time ago, and I rejoice that I'm accepted in Christ. If it wasn't for that, I'd be greatly disturbed. Now, what does sanctification actually mean? The root meaning of the word means that which is set aside for God. In other words, you're a lost sinner, and I'm a lost sinner, until we come to Christ. Now, when we come to Christ, we've been set aside for his use. Now, you have that in the tabernacle. Back in the Old Testament, you see, God was teaching these people these great doctrines through various simple lessons, by the way. Now, in the tabernacle, they had certain vessels and instruments they used in the sacrifices. There were pots and pans, and there were forks and spoons. Now, after they had gone through the wilderness 40 years, why, those pots and pans were pretty well beaten up and battered. I don't think they were very attractive. I think that any good housewife would have said, let's trade them in on a new set, or let's throw these away and get some new ones. But they are called holy vessels. Now, why are they called holy vessels? Because they're set aside for the use of God. That's it. And any person who comes to Christ, he's saved, he's redeemed. Now he belongs to Christ, and he's to be set aside for that. So what Paul means here, and I'll go back now to verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Now you have been set aside for a holy purpose. What do you mean by holy purpose? For God's use. Every child of God, not just preachers or missionaries or Christian workers, as we call them, full-time Christian workers, but every believer is set aside for the use of God. Now, he says, this is your sanctification. That is, you're set aside now for God. And because of that, that ye abstain from fornication. Now, when anyone today feels that they can engage in sin in any form, and especially the sins of the body, sins of flesh. And in that day, you see, all idolatry had involved in it sex. And today we are seeing the rise of the worship of Satan and Satanism and all kinds of amulets and rituals and little gadgets that are used today in certain religious rituals, and that this will bring you good luck. You go and find out through astrology you were born under the sign of the goat, and that means that you're hard-headed or something like that, you know. Well, may I say to you that we have a great deal of that type of stuff, and sex is involved in it. And unfortunately today, every now and then, and too often, by the way, you hear of some Christian worker getting involved, guilty of some sex sin. And unfortunately today, there are certain churches defend ministers who've been guilty of that. And as a result, well, you wonder what kind of lives the members are living to defend that. So you have today this type of thing of people who are supposed to be set aside for the use of God. Now, Paul says you can't do that and be used to God. You can't be a preacher. You couldn't be a singer. You can't be a Sunday school teacher. You can't be an officer in the church. You can't be a worker for God today. And I don't care who you are. You will wreck the work of God if you engage in that type of thing, because you've been set aside for the service of God.